1690 AM.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. It seems Amazon is planning on making big money moves in Quebec. In a new government document obtained by La Presse, the multinational tech company is eyeing to invest almost $1 billion in Quebec. According to the Canadian press, the investment would be through Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud division, which opened its first data center in Montreal region in 2016. The data center's location is still up in the air, but reports suggest the company has bought a 155,000 square foot center in Varennes from Hydro-Quebec. This is not the first time the tech giant wanted to build their presence in the province. Just last year, Montreal was a frontrunner in Amazon's search for second headquarters. On Saturday, Canada's official Twitter page tweeted its support for Toronto-born drag queen Brooklyn Lynn Heights. Quote, "Canada is behind you as you strut your way towards becoming one fierce superstar," end quote. Brooklyn Lynn Heights is the first Canadian to be competing on the hit show RuPaul's Drag Race. According to Global News, the comment earned a mostly positive reaction from Twitter users. One user tweeted, quote, "I love that my country supports the art of drag," end quote. Turkey has called out China for its continuous mistreatment of the ethnic Uyghur people. In a statement on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hami Aksoy said that China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs. Quote, "It is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks who are exposed to arbitrary arrests are subject to torture and political brainwashing in concentration centers and prisons," end quote. According to Al Jazeera, approximately 10 million Uyghurs call the region of Xinjiang home and make up 45% of its population. The Turkic Muslim group has long accused Chinese authorities of cultural, religious, and economic discrimination. The Chinese embassy in Ankara responded to Aksoy's statement saying that the accusations were false and urged the government to retract them. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Buried deeper within.
Hello, hello, hello. It's CMZO and with Joseph and...
I'm Frank. Well, just us two at the
just
moment.
Just the both
there.
Of us. Aaliyah couldn't make it. She's...
She's delayed.
Train got delayed and she's now taking the Uber from Wandom Station. Yeah. So yeah, it's just me and Frank. I'm still in like the little like blue in this, so I'm not really like comfortable like officially hosting this whole video show, so like
you're doing amazing.
Bear in mind the awkwardness or like any like hiccups.
Yeah, if you any technical difficulties, they're just teething errors. You know, we'll get there.
Hopefully.
But yeah, no. How's the week been, Joseph?
It's all right. Like I have some assignments due. Like spring break is coming eventually. So yeah.
We'll get there in the end. You know,
in 2 weeks. Yeah. How about you, Frank?
Yeah, you know, not too bad. Life goes on. I think we're sort of entering close to that midterm season.
Yeah, next week it's looking.
Yeah, it's starting to kick off
then
a bit.
2 weeks still gonna resume. Oh, then yeah. Like give it a month and then finals is gonna kick in.
Exactly. So you know, just enjoy what we're doing.
So right now I'm just like enjoying the music right now and.
What else we got? What other tracks we got?
We have
playing,
Turning
actually?
Heads by Boy Kaza, and the one that we just played was Here by Eric Lau and Rahel. I think that was by Aaliyah. Oh shit! Oh damn it!
What?
I'm supposed to be playing the music in the background. Oh, this is pretty
easy.
All right, yeah, Aaliyah is texting me right now. She's listening to the live stream right now, so
yeah, keep it running. But what's this tune?
This is Turning Heads by Boya Kaza.
Oh, cool.
Hey, good thing like Leah's giving us some like spiritual guidance right now. Like,
I feel like we should have done some sort of ritual.
Because it felt sort of hollow and empty right now.
Yeah, it's fine though. But you know, I think we've got some interesting stuff on the show today.
Yeah. We're seeing some her who just recently won a Grammy for best R&B and what else, like best R&B performance too? Or
I can't remember. I need to. Yeah. Did you follow the Grammys last night?
I only watched the last few hours. I know there's some disappointments.
Yeah. You know, I think you always get that, don't you? There's somewhere you're like, thank you for choosing the right option.
Yeah.
But also, it can get a bit like, oh,
yeah.
Really?
I'm seeing a lot of like upstairs and social media right now with like Cardi B winning best rap album.
There's a lot of debate about it,
but like it's like, you know, a lot of people would call the Grammys like illegitimate or like incredible. So
you can't
please everyone in the end.
Of course, and I think you get that every year, don't
you? Yeah, obviously. So yeah, we'll be like entering like music in like 30 seconds after this track. So
I think I need to, because I sort of vaguely followed what was happening last night. I'll have to get the list up and we can really, you know, speak our minds on it. Perhaps I'd maybe even go through and say, you know, who we would have wanted to have, you know.
All right, so next track is Where's Yesterday by Slaka the Best Child.
Anytime you turn the radio on, you hit record on the tape deck. Yup, buy new records every paycheck.
Oh,
there's no real tracks, it's like a train wreck.
Nope.
These days DJs play the same mess.
Yep.
I still got hope, turn up my radio.
Oh.
All they talk is bitches and getting hoes. That's cool, but where on earth did all the ladies go?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right, they always at my show. I switch it up, funk you up like a pick and roll.
Bam.
You suckers ain't even in my peripheral.
Nope.
Big up to anyone who stay original. Still got me feeling like this is a prison now, cause
all that they play, hey, is always the same. All I can say,
safe to say, safe to say.
Where's yesterday?
Where's it at, y'all? Where's it at, y'all? Your queen was a machine. The silvers were iller than disease. And my man Bill Withers was mean. Thriller. killer was killer.
Guillotine.
Many Ripperton keep you listening like it's nicotine. Marley was on a mission and Stevie had inner visions. Yeah. Now we don't even listen cause singers ain't even singing. Nah. We need to bring it back to how it was in the beginning. Word. There's more to write about than just clubbing and how you living. Yeah. The record companies are more concerned about making millions. Ooh. Dumb it down, dress it up, feed it to our children. Hanging on, idiots thinking that they are brilliant. Fail no win, y'all lost like Gilligan. I'm real, y'all fake, no instruments. The people are dying for something different. At times I'm furious, call me Nicholas. I'm sick of this.
All that they play, hey, 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 is always the same.
Say, 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 say.
All I can say.
Safe to say, safe to say, safe to say.
Is where's yesterday?
Where's that, y'all? Where's it at, y'all? Yeah. City blacks like that looks sort of fresh and all that, y'all. I ain't even trying yet, that's why they call me slack. My rhythm make these b-boys wanna break. Trapture, like rookies riding on double diamonds and jasper. We on point like a needle, and dosage is lethal. We don't need a spot like heat the keno. Soul movement, no ego. We do it, we do it, we do it. We do it for the people.
May the song reach your heart.
confusion as well as. Yet there's still so much left for us to learn. I hear the riot community approaching. My hands in.
Nothing falling. See your days go by, painting brighter skies and holding onto nothing, holding. Now our hands are tied with nothing left to hide. We're holding onto something, holding.
Bambino, l'un des chanteurs les plus prolifiques du continent africain. Dans le cœur des concerts nus d'Afrique à l'année, Sikumba Bambino sera accompagné de son orchestre de prestige samedi le 16 février au Théâtre Le National. Plus d'informations sur productionnudafrique.com. TD présente
Montreal's best indie music and a whole lot more. Tune in to the Feel Good Hit of the Sun every Tuesday at 6, only on CJLO.
Grandma raised us up a pension. Mama working extra. Papa, he no even make the effort. Except for when he walked away and left us. Now I'm taller with my head up. I can stand on my own too now. Grudges that I carry make my leg hurt. I hope my dragon ain't too loud. My face will tell you that I'm fed up. Try to move, but I cannot. Rock roll, sashy knees and elbows. Had granny feet blistered from walking these hell roads. Just so you know, just so you know. His wings are growing for me, Lord.
I don't think about it, I just hope they work. My faith will carry me, this I know. My faith will carry me, this I know. Oh, oh. Carry my way. In a weird slip, I'm a mind now, innit? Same shit, just a dead shit. I'm a mind now, innit? Listen, at least I kept my mind on my vision. Now, I see me how they did it. Either use the downs as my pivot or drown with it. And so I turned all my demons to a sound, spitting image of my doubt, spitting image of my fear. Told it through the prayer, it's so quiet when I hear. I tell you when you're down, man, don't nobody care. Watch him jump ship when you're finally up in the anchor. His wings are growing for me alone. I don't think about it, I just hope they work. My faith will carry me, this I know. My faith will carry me, this I know. Oh, oh. Carry my way. Carry my way. Carry me. Like my mind is carry my way, carry my way, carry me. Like my mind is carry my way, carry my way, carry me. Like my mind is.
Cool. So yeah, that was Everything Is Recorded. You were just listening to Carry Me. Actually, Obong Jayar is the vocals on that track. Everything Is Recorded actually is, he runs a record label called XL Records, who have been quite big on the English music scene for like 30 years.
He's been prolific in the entire like English scene right now. Or
Yeah, so he's been running this record label for 30 years, and then last year he went, you know what, I want to try and have a go at making music. Yeah. So he's taken the sort of producer role, and yeah, that track Carry Me, Obong Jayar, who I saw supporting King Krule actually, and his voice is spectacular. Yeah. He's got this, yeah. It's just such a rich sound and live.
Or the other guy?
The other guy. Both of them, really. Like, and yeah, I'd really recommend.
I do see them like complementing each other's voices. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got those sort of deep like,
very bassy.
Yeah, resonant voices. Mm-hmm. And his music is quite similar to King Krule's and that.
I've yet to give him a listen, though, so.
Yeah,
thanks
no.
for the heads up, yo.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then I suppose we've got playing now in the background.
Best is by Dan Caesar and her, who just won a Grammy like last night for Best New Artist. And not New Artist. Best R&B album for her compilation album, her. I think best R&B performance. I didn't watch the entire thing, but...
I know she won best R&B album. Let me check this, actually. So she won... Yeah, she got best R&B album. She didn't win best new artist.
That was
Dua Lipa.
Right,
who I'll stand by as who has some big pop songs.
Yeah.
She also won best R&B performance, for this song,
for this
with
song,
Daniel Caesar. Which, yeah, you know...
You know, the song is old, but, like, you know, big ups to her.
Yeah, it's a bit... I think it's... This feels more like a Daniel Caesar track to me than a her track, you know? Because it's
more bluesy in some ways.
Yeah, that sort of real smooth Daniel Caesar guitar, which he's kind of become famous for by this point. Like, it's pretty... But, yeah, like, I... Because I... I always have a love-hate relationship with the Grammys.
Right, yeah. It's always like, I guess you go for the most, like, higher charting artists rather than like the quality of music. But again, music is subjective too.
Exactly.
We can't really evaluate music in a objective scale. Like,
exactly.
It's picking by what, like a bunch of music critics or like people in the industry. Like,
I think it's primarily critics and industry people. Yeah. There's so one. Yeah, I think there's one award which is general public voting, which I think we're seeing more of. But it's always there's a. A really good thing, a few years back, Vampire Weekend talked about winning a Grammy, and they're kind of critical of the process of it, because they said something along the lines of, oh yeah, that win for the other guys last year really inspired us to work harder. And it's like, really, at the end of the day, musicians are going to make music because they want to make music.
Yeah.
And you think at the end of the day, they're not doing it for the Grammy.
Definitely. Kind of like what, I mean, there's some like, Grammy show like awards where I won't say to the right artists, but like the good choice, a good solid pick. Like for example, remember like back in 2013, gave to Daft Punk's Ram Access Memories, which single out of hand deserved it.
Yeah, like, definitely
reviving the whole like disco like soul music wave to the mainstream basically.
Yeah, which is we're still seeing the effects of today.
It's definitely some like influential things like gave out.
Oh, definitely they. And that's the thing, they can really pick those trends sometimes and understand what's going on. Because it is, it's what's popular at the time at the end of the day, isn't it? Like,
whatever popular makes out big.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always the Billboard Awards.
But yeah, which is... Yeah, I always sense that the Grammys are like...
It's hit or miss for some people.
Yeah, but that's it. So, should we just listen to a bit more music?
Yeah, this is the best, not best part.
Yeah.
Focus. Another good song by her, so like, yeah, we'll let the music roll.
Yeah, let
enjoy.
It play out.
Cause we live in a world of fools. Hi.
Hey.
I'm back.
Hello, has joined us.
In the flesh, yeah.
Yeah, got there in the end.
Cool.
Better late than never, you know?
Hey, I mean, you know, I have my ways. By the way, I just kind of wanted to mention a few things. Is my levels good in the meter there?
Yep.
Cool. So I usually don't watch the Grammys. I don't watch the Grammys, actually.
Yeah, we're just talking about...
We get the news on Instagram of what's relevant.
Yeah, as opposed to the full sit down.
Exactly. Like, I was in the library, so... I didn't even know that... okay, first I have an announcement. Tori Kelly won 2 Grammys.
Yeah, I saw.
Crazy, man. Right? And, yeah, I'm so proud of that girl. She's really, like... She really inspires so many people because, like...
From, like...
Yeah, like, from YouTube to, like, Grammy. That's crazy. Yeah, what else? Yeba and
PJ Morton.
PJ Morton. Yeah, PJ Morton, the song that was just playing, they got a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B song or performance, I think. That was really cool, too. And Daniel Caesar...
Yen Her
got a Grammy, so that's pretty wild.
Best performance.
Yeah, that's was, crazy.
Yeah, we were talking about sort of, because yeah, I rarely sort of properly follow the Grammys that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And just sort of, yeah, wake up the next morning like, what went on?
So
you know?
What happened? Yeah,
because I know Gambino won
four Grammys,
yeah.
Four Record of the Year for This Is America, which is a good track, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Record of the Year. I don't even know what else the man was winning it for. But he just... Wow. It was primarily for This Is America in, like, various different forms, which is kind of nuts, really. But, you know, like... Okay, so, yeah, he got Record of the Year. He got, I think, yeah, like, Track of the Year?
Yeah.
I want to say.
Artist of the Year? Who got that? Is there any award?
Do you guys know what Beyonce won? Because I just saw her with like a whole bunch
did
of
she?
Hardware.
I don't know.
She didn't drop anything.
I think her and Jay-Z got something for the...
Yeah.
the Carters?
Is that for their like.
I don't know what that is. That just a show or is? Oh, that's an album.
Yeah, they had a collab album.
Yeah. But it didn't make any huge waves in like in the internet or in public.
Okay, because I was like, I don't really know about much new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was yeah, the album itself was it was decent. There's a really good music video that goes alongside it that they they
you shot. You have to put this in the group chat.
Yeah, they shot it in the Louvre in Paris.
Oh, I think I've seen like a bit of it.
It's it's like so like
grandeur,
just so grand and over the top, but like brilliant in its.
That is insane.
It is power.
We have to see that then, and then talk about it.
Yeah, I'll share it with you all, and we can have a discussion about the imagery. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to mention though, because I posted on social media today, CMZO is going to be doing this new cool thing. So remember how before it was just me and my alone. Music,
just alone to my in the thoughts, room,
talking to myself. Yeah, basically. But yeah, then I have you two, you know, my two new friends.
Surprise!
They bring such good music every week. So
we try.
And no, you guys always deliver. And
maybe
I'm
now
not,
and then.
I'm not disappointed. Joseph, yo, he'd be exposing everybody. Nobody's safe when this man's on the mic. Like, get that mic away from him.
This is what happens when he takes control, you know.
No, not, I love it, though. He's doing a great job. But, man, I forgot what I was saying. Right. So now, instead of us just doing music show and tell, people that listen will get to do the same thing. And because we have, like, I had a pretty good, like, you know, feedback to like had pretty good like response. Like some people sent some like this song I'm listening to, and some people actually had some really good suggestions. I'm like, say where did you listen? Like shout out to Judas, I think. Christina, sorry. Wait. There was a few people. Yeah. So shout out to Judas and Christina.
Oh, cool.
Cynthia, and what? Hold on. Got a shout out. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to those people.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So we've got people sharing the
basically
love.
the thing is we're like, if you DM three of your top favorite songs of all time, whether you're from here or not, because we could always do this, you know, video, whatever, you can get interviewed. So and this is open to musicians and just music lovers, so
like on the spot or like
they can come in if they're local, and because we you know, this is a community thing, y'all.
Be nice to see their faces.
But also if they're not from here, you know, we can always do the call-in, which is another cool feature people that don't
phone
know
right
about
there.
We're gonna post the phone number next time, but like don't call and start trolling, because I will hang up on you and you will be blocked.
We will. And then
no trolls allowed.
Come on, don't ruin the vibe. You know,
none of that here.
We got it safe.
I'm a troll anyway, so whatever. I'll call and troll you guys next time I'm not here.
Please do.
But let's get back to it. Did I forget anything? No, I did. What am I forgetting, guys?
What are you forgetting?
You guys are really horrible.
I know, like, your show's coming in a few weeks.
Thank you, Joseph.
It's on March 23rd. Like,
Yes. Okay, host. Do your thing.
It's on a Saturday, right?
Okay. Okay. What are we going to be eating?
Some jerk chicken. Okay. It's Caribbean food, right?
Yes.
Okay. Some griot, some picles.
Oh, it's not that kind of party.
Not
next time, though. Okay. Next time. Shout out to Agricole, though. They have some dope Haitian food. Yeah.
It better be.
We're too much. Me and Joseph, we get going. Anyway,
I mean, I live in around like some like Caribbean like neighborhood.
Shout out to Uptown. Anyway, no. So my show March 23rd, 8080 Newman in LaSalle, Saturday, March 23rd, 7 o'clock. Dinners included. And then show and dance and all that cool stuff.
What more could you possibly want, really?
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Food, music, dance.
There you go.
The big three.
Exactly. And then you get to go home and pass out because it's Saturday. And you got Sunday, which is bae. So. Am I the only person that thinks that?
I hate Sundays for some reason.
Oh, really? My God. Joseph, you have the most unpopular opinion.
No, because like the next day it's school. So like you have to like all that stress and anxiety is all built.
But you have all Sunday morning to like, you know.
That's true.
Enjoy and then like, bask in it later in the evening.
In the evening, that's when it builds up. I'm like, get all anxious. I'm like, oh, goddamn. Like, I have
to work. You know what stress. I do? I just want to go back to the music in a couple minutes. But what I do on Sundays is because in Caribbean culture is like we always have like a big dinner on Sunday. So I don't know if y'all know about the food coma or like the itis.
Yeah.
That cures it for me. I put on a good show. And I'm gone. Gone. I just got to make sure I set up my stuff the night before. That's the killer.
So you can just crash out. Nah, I feel that.
Because then Monday and the rest of the weekend, that's a wrap. Yeah.
Easy.
All right, man. We're going to get back to some music.
I played a voice.
Every week from 3 to 4 p.m. is Techno Tuesdays at CJLO 1690 AM. Tune in with me, Erica, your local techno snob.
Production Nuit d'Afrique présente la 13e édition de Célidor de la musique du monde. Le Célidor, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ce concert vitrine gratuit, venez voter pour vos artistes sculpteurs tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'au 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Le Célidor, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidor.com. Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition de Célidor de la musique du monde. Le Célidor, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ce concert vitrine gratuit, venez voter pour vos artistes sculpteurs tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'au 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Le Célidor, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidor.com.
C-Y-L-O. Radio Concordia.
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you could play that song again.
Which one, man?
The one that goes beep boop boop bop boop boop beep.
No, man, you're thinking of...
Every week from 3 to 4 p.m. is Techno Tuesdays at CJLO 1690 AM. Tune in with me, Erica, your local techno snob.
Been trying to look the other way, like we never knew love giving you this space. All I've got to say is stuck spinning in my head. I'm done, I'm not gonna pretend, no. I should have known it'd be this hard to let you go. Feed my heart, the little things that we say. I'm not gonna run away, no, no. I'm not gonna run away, but I'm not gonna run away. still makes me smile, and I'm not gonna hide it. Learn to love what's left, cause I'm too tired to fight it. So ready to move on, but not to forget you, babe. You meant something to me more than something. I should have it be things hard to let you go. Be my heart, the little things drive me insane. I'm not gonna run away, no, no. I'm not gonna run away.
That was cool.
Yeah, we back.
That was not bad.
That was very smooth, Joseph.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was hella bad smooth, DJ actually. Skills.
Honestly, I'm still a noob on this, so.
I feel like next week he's going to surprise us and like bust out some records on that turntable.
Yeah, it's going to be the full.
Watch him. He's going to come in with like, it's like crates of records and. Even though there's like records right there.
I want
right
to see there. Some scratching. Like, serious stuff.
Yeah, step your game up for next week.
I should actually.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like, do some homework and how like which buttons to like fade in, fade out.
This is pretty good though. I mean, I threw you guys into the water, and we are still alive.
We're still alive. Still swimming.
Yeah, no one told floating. Us like no, the security didn't come in here, and no one got arrested.
Neither of us were forcibly removed from the studio.
Well,
it's
good.
Like,
oh my gosh!
So I'm looking. I've got the full list of Grammy winners.
Is that what that is?
And it goes on forever. This list.
No wonder the thing started at like 12. This
I didn't really. I did not know there were this many.
Yeah, because usually people tune in at 8, 9, and they're like, "Oh my gosh!"
And
that's
like a pre-show before like the whole like thing starts, and it's for like lesser known genres. Like,
the what?
Like a pre-show, like for example, for best electronic album, that's nominated like before the actual show starts. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed like. I didn't even know the Grammys was on, like, when I was at the library, but someone posted, oh, Tori Kelly won Grammys. And I'm like, but it's, like, 4 o'clock right now. What do you mean? So, yeah, they started it at, like, 12 or something, like, 12:30 for, like, the gospel section and all that. Like, they had, like, a bunch of other...
Yeah,
like
pre-show in a way.
Yeah, there was, like, a bunch of other categories, but, like...
Yeah, because I'm seeing ones for like, there's the best album notes.
What?
Best album notes?
Best
what does
album
that mean?
Notes? So, like, the little... leaf that you get with an album.
Are you serious?
Well, you would get if you still bought CDs.
No
way. What's next, like best like vinyl presser?
That seems like there must be some hella good album notes to be winning awards for it,
because like if you're really remembering like that album note from that album was so fire. Forget the song, guys, the album note.
That's, haunt, I just man. Didn't know they went that deep with these awards.
Yeah,
I didn't think
you would who would think you're getting an award for writing that.
That's an achievement, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like forget like publishing a book, just put some album notes in there.
Yeah, honestly, it's the new form of publishing, just album notes.
That's, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this
that's
is
awesome, though.
Everyone should check out just how many different categories there are for the Grammys, because it's opened my eyes.
Best audio engineering, well that's a
feed. Cool. Best contemporary classical, it goes on forever. Let's not
need to play Tori Kelly's song, and we're closing anyway, but change your mind, just because we're gonna celebrate Tori Kelly won 2 Grammys, not one.
Two. What were the two?
Best gospel performance and best gospel album. Oh, boom.
Easy.
Okay. Play the song. And yes, tune in next week, Monday at 4, but we will be back to normal things.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Like a song, like one I knew all along. And daddy, you got a hold on me. I know you think that. He grew on me like a rose, the sweetest I've ever known.
swear that he got a hold on me, and now I can't let him go.